wanted to ask you real quick about your comments about the balanced budget amendment and that you would filibuster. So, I mean, would you add a little bit more to that? Because I haven't heard you say that in terms of you're willing to shut down the Senate and budget negotiations to press that issue.
Well, I think our preference is obviously to do it through the normal procedures of legislation. And if we get a majority, my guess is that the majority of Republicans will let us bring it up and it will be a full discussion. There are times, and I think they're not real common times, but there are times when if an issue isn't coming up, that you can use the filibuster to bring up an issue. I think the deficit and the budget is such an enormous problem that it might warrant bringing things to a halt and having a discussion about it for a few days.
To what degree would you be willing to cut military spending?
I think you have to look at the entire budget. And with the entire budget, you go through a stepwise process and you say, can it be downsized? Can it be eliminated? Can it be privatized? Or can it be, or can nothing be done to that program? But I think all programs throughout government have to be looked at. You know, there are many people. Secretary Lehman was the former secretary of the Navy, I think, under Reagan or Bush. And he's pointed out in the Wall Street Journal, he said, you know what, we got rid of all kinds of cost-benefit analysis within a lot of the military over the last 10 years as we downsized the military. It actually had a wrong effect in the sense that we didn't look and make people build weapons on time, make sure that there were cost controls with it. So really, you have to look at everything.
So do you agree with your father and Barney Frank's letter to the administration wanting to cut back military spending and bring back troops from around the world?
All right. I think what you have to do is look for waste and abuse throughout the government, and that will involve every department of government.
Going back to the filibuster issue, I mean, are you worried that that could alienate yourself somewhat with a lot of your colleagues, maybe even on both sides of the aisle, if you're willing to shut down debate on the budget?
I think that what you'll find is if you poll Kentucky voters and ask them, is the debt a problem, and should we make them debate a balanced budget amendment, I think you'd probably get about 80% of the vote. So if we can get that message out there that I'm serious about the debt and that I will make them discuss a balanced budget amendment one way or another, we'll win 80% of the vote.
Is that practical during war times?
Well, I think there are exceptions to a balanced budget, and most of the balanced budget amendments that have been proposed in the past had an exception for declared war.
But we're not, I mean, do you think we're in declared war now?
Well, we didn't declare war in either Iraq or Afghanistan, so it wouldn't be an exception if you write into the rule declared war. But the debate over what will actually go into a balanced budget will have to occur, and there will be great debate on it. The main thing is that I think we need to balance our budget by reducing spending. I think spending's out of control.
One more question from each.
Let me ask you about immigration then. What's your take on the Justice Department filing suit against Arizona?
All right. I think the states have a prerogative and a right to control what goes on within their state. I mean, right now, many of the states are being bankrupted by the expense of millions of people coming across the border without any control of the border. Arizona has a lot of crime problems. I mean, people are fearful in Arizona and they want something done. The federal government hasn't stepped up to do its job. The federal government also does have a role in protecting our international borders, but the states, I think, have the ability and should have the prerogative to say, you know what, if we're going to dispense taxpayer money to people, that you can ask for identification. I mean, for example, my kid plays Little League Baseball. He's got to present his birth certificate. If I get stopped on the street, I have to present my driver's license. So I think that there is reason to say that we need to try to enforce our border. That's all it's about. It's about trying to have rules at the border.
Would Kentucky lose some appropriations if you avoided the earmarks or the riders and just went through the normal budgetary process? Right. Is Kentucky going to lose out?
No, I think what you do is you advocate for the things that need to be done in Kentucky through the Appropriations Committee. And then there are checks and balances to that. And that's the problem now is stuff is just stuck on. These riders are stuck on with no checks and balances, no cost-benefit analysis, and a lot of them end up being wasteful. But a lot of people don't realize that most of the stuff that is built by the federal government is not earmarked. 0.4% of the budget is earmarked. If you look at a bridge that's being built somewhere in Kentucky, most time it's through the Transportation Committee, and it's gone through the normal channels through the committee. And in that committee, if I were on one of those committees, I will. If we've got a bridge that's falling down in northern Kentucky, I will advocate for that. If there's a bridge falling down or in disrepair in Louisville, we'll advocate for that because we should get our fair share of the money. But there should be a rule also that says, let's only spend what we take in. I mean, If you tell Kentucky voters that you will only spend what you take in, universally they say, well, that's a reasonable idea. But they're not doing it in Washington. We bring in $2.4 trillion. All I'm asking is let's spend only $2.4 trillion. We can do one more.
In talking with the judge executives, a lot of them rely on federal money coming into the counties. Do you think you won them over by arguing
well,
the changes in how federal money is going to be allocated? Or
some, maybe. I had one or two come up and said they were Democrats and were going to vote for me. It's hard because they're elected as Democrats. And so probably 60% of that audience, maybe 65, 70% of it, are elected to their position as a Democrat. So very few of them would actually publicly support me probably. But I think you'll find a lot of them quietly are going in the booth and are going to say Jack Conway's too liberal. I mean, we talk to Dr. Dan's people all the time, all the supporters of his, and a lot of them are coming our way because they just see Conway as too liberal. I mean, people know that cap and trade would be a disaster for our state, and Jack Conway's got to explain why he was for it before he was against it, you know?
Would you support David Williams for governor?
I like David Williams a lot, and he's helped me in the campaign, and I can't see a reason why I wouldn't, you know? So, but it's hard to make an announcement on something that hasn't occurred, you know?
Sure.
But, yeah, I like him a lot.